Now, friends, as we come to the second verse of the 19th chapter, we are in this very wonderful chapter in which we see the wedding. We're going to a wedding, by the way, the marriage of the Lamb to the church and the marriage supper. And then we're going to see the second coming of Christ to the earth. But before we do that, we got to sing the hallelujah chorus. Now, we only got in one hallelujah last time, but we're going to get in two right here now in verses 2-4. And I'm reading in my translation. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great harlot who formerly corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And the second time they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke goeth up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God that sitteth on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Now, here we have the third Hallelujah. It's quite interesting to note here that in the midst of all these judgments now, and at the conclusion of them, that those in heaven who have more perfect knowledge than you and I have, they are able to say that God's judgments are true and they're right. They're righteous judgments. If you don't think what God is doing is right, it's because you are wrong, not God. And your thinking is incomplete, of course, as mine is. Now, God is right. And he was right when he judged this great harlot. Now, that's interesting because when we read about the judgment of it, it was the kings of the earth and the Antichrist that destroyed that false apostate church that went into the great tribulation. And yet we're told he judged it. Well, you see, God uses instruments, and he'll even use the devil to accomplish his purpose. And that's what you have here, that church should be destroyed. And it was destroyed because it was guilty of making martyrs. They had put to death a great many. On the basis of that, we find here that the 24 elders are mentioned. This is the church now. This is before the wedding, remember. And this is the picture of the church in heaven. And the church in heaven is singing hallelujah. Why? They did it twice here. They're singing a hallelujah chorus. As long as the imposter of the true church, that great harlot, is on the earth, the marriage of the Lamb will not take place in heaven. And the anti-church is disposed of first, and that makes way for the marriage of the Lamb. And I think that the marriage of the Lamb takes place in heaven about the middle of the tribulation that's happening on earth, you see. And we find here, her destruction avenges the blood of all the martyrs. You see, believers are forbidden to avenge themselves, although some of us try to take it in our own hands. But the minute that we do, we forsake the walk of faith, because he has said to us in Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God will take care of that department for you. If you've been injured, and many of us have, we want to hit back. That's natural. That's the old natural man. But the interesting thing is that we're to turn that department over to God. He doesn't intend to let anyone get by with it. Vengeance is his. And here he brings judgment on this apostate system. Now, the 24 elders, for the first time here, you see, they sing hallelujah. And this is going to be the last time the elders will appear, because next time we see the church. She's no longer represented. She's there as the bride of Christ. She's to be joined to him. We'll see that. I hope we get to it today.